This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels on Thursday are making a critical push for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid. Former President Barack Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about Biden's 2024 candidacy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately warned Biden Democrats could lose the ability to seize control of the House if he doesn't step away, and argued polls show he likely can't defeat Republican Donald Trump. That's according to several people who insisted on anonymity to discuss the sensitive conversations. Several sources say the gunman at Donald Trump's rally on Saturday had photos of Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden, and others on his phone, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, say 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks had looked up dates for the Democratic National Convention, as well as Trump's appearances. Three people familiar with the investigation say the shooter also had searched for major depressive disorder. However, one of those sources says investigators haven't determined whether Crooks was actually diagnosed with the disorder. On Sunday, an FBI official said there was no indication of any mental health issues. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The United States will give an extra $203 million to help millions of civilians affected by the war in Sudan, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Thursday, calling on other nations to step up their aid.
This is the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, and that has not changed.
The funds aim to help civilians in Sudan and those who have fled to neighboring countries since war erupted in April 2023. This is VOA News. Kenya's acting head of police has justified a ban on protests in central Nairobi by saying criminal groups were planning to take advantage of the unrest. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Some activists have since been sharing calls for people to gather with camping gear at Uhuru Park, next to the central business district. A Reuters reporter said there was a heavy police presence in the city on Thursday morning. Responding to the protest ban, activist Boniface Mwangi wrote on social media that the police and President William Ruto have no power to suspend rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Activists are saying they want Ruto to resign and are calling for systemic changes to clean up corruption and address poor governance.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Leaders from across Europe are gathering at a country mansion in Britain for a summit of the European political community. The focus is on migration and Ukraine. But the meeting on Thursday was clouded by worries about whether the United States will remain a reliable ally if Donald Trump wins a second presidency. Newly elected British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed around 45 national leaders. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was elected for a second term on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lawmakers were called to post their ballots in the 720-seat parliament. The vote comes hot on the heels of strong gains by the far right in last month's election for the European Parliament. Ahead of the vote, von der Leyen promised to keep extreme views at bay.
I will never accept that demagogues and extremists destroy our European way of life.
Over the past 5 years, von der Leyen has steered the bloc through a series of crises, ranging from Britain's exit from the EU, the COVID-19 pandemic, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I am Karen Chamas.
Media reports from Bangladesh on Thursday said 19 more people have died in clashes between police and student protesters attempting to impose a quote-unquote complete shutdown of the country following days of violent confrontations during demonstrations over a system of allocating government jobs. Students have been demonstrating for weeks against a quota system for government jobs they say favors allies of the ruling party. But the protests escalated since violence broke out between protesters, police, and pro-government student activists on the campus of Dhaka University on Monday. With the latest toll, the number of deaths has reached 25 since Tuesday, when six others lost their lives in the violence. Find more online on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.